Wedding ministry often looks simple from the outside. A couple asks for a ceremony. A date is chosen. A location is reserved. A few scriptures, vows, prayers, and personal details are gathered. Then the wedding day arrives. But anyone who has served weddings knows that beneath the visible ceremony, there are many moving parts. There are relationships, there are family systems, there are time pressures, there are emotional histories, there are spiritual questions, there are civil responsibilities, there are practical details. There are people who feel honored, people who feel overlooked, and sometimes people who feel offended. This is where Ministry Sciences helps the wedding officiant become more discerning. Ministry Sciences asks us to notice how ministry actually happens among real people in real settings. It helps us pay attention to patterns, relationships, boundaries, roles, communication, stress, and spiritual care. For example, a bride may say, "My mother is just being difficult." A less discerning officiant may ignore that comment. A more discerning officiant gently asks, "Is there anything about the ceremony process that would help me serve your family with wisdom?" That one question may reveal divorced parents who cannot sit near each other, a stepfather who feels excluded, or a family conflict that could disrupt the rehearsal. Ministry Sciences does not turn the officiant into a counselor. It helps the officiant notice what affects ministry trust. A groom may seem quiet during the planning meeting. That does not automatically mean he is disengaged. He may be nervous, he may not know what questions to ask, he may be carrying family pressure. He may care deeply, but express himself differently. A wise officiant does not shame him. A wise officiant draws him in with simple, respectful questions. What do you want this ceremony to say about your commitment? What scripture or theme would help you express your faith? What would help you feel prepared for the rehearsal and ceremony? This kind of attention matters because weddings are high emotion events. Even joyful weddings create stress. People travel, money is spent, families gather, old wounds can surface. The bride and groom may feel pressure to satisfy parents, grandparents, friends, church expectations, venue rules, and their own hopes. The officiant cannot control all of that. But the officiant can bring calm structure. Clear communication lowers stress. A written ceremony process lowers confusion. A rehearsal plan lowers anxiety. A license checklist lowers civil mistakes. A boundary statement lowers role confusion. A prayerful tone lowers emotional temperature. This is practical ministry wisdom. Ministry Sciences also helps us remember that settings shape ministry. A church wedding has one kind of environment. A backyard wedding has another. A courthouse-style ceremony has another. A destination wedding, barn venue, beach wedding, or blended family remarriage ceremony may each bring different expectations. The faithful officiant learns to ask, what does this setting require for wise ministry? Not every issue needs to become a major conversation, but every wedding deserves careful attention. The goal is not to become suspicious. The goal is to become lovingly observant. A wedding officiant practice grows in trust when couples experience both warmth and structure. They feel cared for because the officiant listens. They feel safe because the officiant is clear. They feel respected because the officiant honors the bride, the groom, their families, and the covenant before God. That is why Ministry Sciences matters in wedding ministry. It helps us notice the real-life dynamics around the ceremony so we can serve with steadiness, wisdom, and grace.